The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into your daily sports betting brand of record. We like to call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it is not even close. We are here every single day. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Sometimes you're going to have good days. Sometimes you're going to have bad days. But our motto, just win more than we lose. With that being said, another great day at the brand. Here is the morning show. And sometimes you got to be a little bit lucky and good. Alabama with that walk-off grand slam got the over in St. Louis. That was nice. Johnny B. with that walk-off grand slam at the Cardinals in St. Louis. Of course, I continue to cash day after day after day. I nail the over in the Cubs and the Reds. And then early edge in five. Did I have another good day? I guess I did. But also, Alex, Prop Stars, giving you a plus 400 same game parlay that cashed as well. Why aren't you watching every single show? Turn on those notifications. Hashtag it pays to watch. With that being said, it's time to look forward to today. And look who I have on the show this morning. Oh, and everybody got the memo. It is red shirt day at the brand. Johnny Bowman, I'm glad you can read your email today. Good morning.
Good morning, Coach. Glad to be back on the show. Going for five in a row today. So let's do that.
Whoa, five in a row. Five in a row. I remember when I did five in a row once. No, I don't think that's ever happened. I don't think that's ever happened here on the show. But Zyno Zach Attack has Zach Simony. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Well, I had that long streak finally end. I know I'm only on 2 or 3 days a week on the morning show, but the streak finally came to an end. Last loss was April 18th with the Dylan Brooks over, so it was a long time. But it goes to say, when something isn't listed, I should have just not posted it yet with the Grant Williams. I should have left it alone. It reminds me when I first came to Vegas, I'd be all happy going to the betting window, have my number. They say, oh, this one's moved. You sure you want to bet it? That's the pause. You're not supposed to do it. You bet it, you lose it. So I shouldn't have bet it because the point prop was not listed yet. But, hey, we're gonna get back to another streak today.
That's okay. That's why we're
– Williams, team. I want to say, oh, he had 2-3 spill out.
I know.
He had that shoulder stinger. He was he played the whole fourth quarter with a shoulder stinger, and there was about 5 minutes he wouldn't even shoot the ball. He had a couple shots, just whoop, catch the ball, pass it, catch the ball, pass it. And then finally – he takes the three-pointer with 3 minutes left. Like, this is it. This is it. Does a perfect step back. Comes out. Like, would have been over by a half point.
The game within the game. I can imagine you sweating that out last night. Every rimmed out three that he shot, you're dying with them up 30, knowing he was not going
to
play.
He shot horrible. He shouldn't have hit, but he had a few free throw trips to the line. He shot horrible, 1 for 8, but it still should have went over.
All right. Well. What we have to do, you know what we have to do, Zach? We have got to move on. So let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And where do I start? Well, let's start right back there with the Heat and the Celtics tied at 2. But storylines abound. Zach, start us off.
Well, with Marcus Smart, I think the Boston Celtics have to make a decision here. He's already been in and out of the lineup a couple of times, but they look healthy enough with Derek White and the supporting cast. Robert Williams played great, that maybe they should make a decision here on resting Marcus Smart. I know it's a scary thing to do right now, but what is he going to give you? I think it's better to keep him, get him healthy for that series against the Golden State Warriors, because let's face it, if he's in and out of the lineup against the Golden State Warriors, they may not have a chance. I'll go back to last year when Kevin Durant, he looked very fatigued, hadn't played high minutes for a long time, and Reggie Miller caught a lot of slack when he said, rest him for game 6, bring him in for game 7, be fresh. And guess what happened? They didn't. He played all those minutes in game 6. They lost. game seven. He was too fatigued at the end. You saw that air ball three and everything like that. So they have a decision to make. Marcus Smart was great in the regular season against the Golden State Warriors at 20 points and 19 points in both those matchups. He is a key player. And with how beat up the Miami Heat are, I think you rest Marcus Smart and get him healthy.
You know what? You might be onto something there. You might be onto something. We'll see what the Boston Celtics decide to do. Michael says, what up, coach? Michael, I'll say that right back to you. What up to you, Michael? Good morning. Thank you to everybody. Go ahead and pound that like button for me. It really helps the show grow and helps the algorithm, is what they tell me. Now, last night in St. Louis, Johnny, I tell you what, it's rare that you cash two tickets with one swing. And also, it's that over's dream when you're sitting on six and it is 7.5 and you're like, I have to have a home run here for me to cash. And it happens for Alabama. So last night was great for you and her. But when you think about teams that have really bought into the designated hitter in the National League, it's new to a lot of people. And a lot of people don't even realize they changed the rule. Talk to me.
Yeah, and Goldschmidt batting against lefties is great for overs. He was batting 517 before his home run yesterday, so that was a great ending there. But certain NL teams have been utilizing their DH a lot better than others, and I think the obvious two are the Phillies and the Braves. Ronald Acuna Jr. was able to come back earlier and is able to play a lot more than expected after tearing his ACL last season. He's played 8 of his 16 games at DH this season, and he's slashing .323, .447, .419 in those games. Bryce Harper, he has a small tear in his UCL now. This happened about a week or so ago, and he would be out for multiple weeks, maybe even months, had it not been for the DH. But keeping him in the lineup is massive for the Phillies, because they're only 20-22 right now. Losing him for a month and a half, they might be out of it with how good the Mets are playing. The Diamondbacks are the worst team when it comes to utilizing their DH. They had Seth Beard go through an 0-for-30-something drought in that spot about midway through the season. They had Cooper Hummel in that spot as well. He struggled. So they've definitely been the worst with the DH. The Padres are also one of the worst teams with the DH. That was mostly because Will Myers and Luke Voit were injured for most of the season. Luke Voit is doing a little bit better in that spot now, but he's still struggling overall. And I don't think adding Robinson Cano should make much of a difference. So two good teams, Phillies and Braves, two bad teams, Diamondbacks and Padres.
I'll stay away from the bad teams. Thank you very, very much. And is 0-for-30 a bad thing? I'm asking for a friend. All right. I love those two storylines. Thank you, boys, very much. But it's time to get to our board today. And I am licking my chops. However, we got to pay the bills before we get to that. So we're going to pause very briefly for a word from our partners.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
And we are back. Let's get into it. Two big plays from SportsLine. If you're not a SportsLine member, what are you doing? You get access to all my cappers, all my simulations, everything for one very low price that you just spent this morning wherever you went for breakfast or Starbucks or whatever. Let's go. Two big plays tonight. It's over in Dallas. The Warriors are going to sweep this series 4-0. In the process, it's going to be an ugly game. It's not going to be a fun game to watch. For some reason, Jason Kidd cannot figure out that you can't have Luka bouncing the ball for 15 seconds of the shot clock. When they play faster, they play better. They haven't figured that out. We're going under 215.5. And you will watch, if you're a Mavericks fan, with intense frustration at not changing the way they play. Then we're going to go to the ice. Hurricanes, Rangers, we're going to go over 5.5. This hits in 58% of our simulations at SportsLine. The Hurricanes, 61% during the regular season. To the over, I think things have loosened up. The Rangers have to play aggressive because they need to even this series. I love the over here, 5.5, and the Rangers to win this one as well. All right, now, my cappers are chomping at the bit. They are ready to go. And you know that it is an absolute competition on who gets to go last. So today, I think I've got the right flow. Johnny B, start us off.
Yeah, let's start us off, Coach. I like the Rays money line, minus 160 against the Marlins today. It's a little juicy, but you can find this around minus 145 on some books. Shane McClanahan has been absolutely dominant this season, not allowing more than 3 earned runs in a start yet. He'll also be facing the 3rd worst team in the league in weighted on base average against lefties. Pablo Lopez has also been dominant this season, but historically he has been a lot worse on the road. Wander Franco has been out the past couple of games, but I think he should be back in the lineup today. He's expected to be back in the lineup today, so that's big. But the Marlins have also lost 15 of their last 17 meetings between these teams, including 7 of their last 8 games on the road. So I like the Rays. The juice is worth the squeeze, Coach.
Thank you for taking both ends of my line. Look at you. Look at you really starting to come into your own. All right. Now, normally, we would have a couple more picks on the show. But unfortunately, this morning, the maestro couldn't be here. So I'm going to step in. I'm going to step in because we have a little tennis.
Wait, coach. We can't just skip over the baseball play from maestro.
Did you just interrupt me?
I had to. We got to get this play in. All right, so let's go. Maestro's play, the Rays Marlins under 6.5. So Miami's Pablo Lopez has a 0.47 ERA on the road this season. He's held the Rays to a 188 average in 4 career starts against them. So Maestro thinks he should be primed for a big outing after a disappointing start last time out. The Rays, Shane McClanahan, has allowed 1 run over his past 2 starts, covering 14 innings. He has a 0.86 whip, and he's facing a depleted Miami lineup. For this season, the Marlins ranked 26th in OPS against lefties. The Rays are worse offensively at home, and the Marlins are worse on the road. Monday was an off day for both teams, so both bullpens are rested. Maestro likes the under 6.5, Coach.
What did you just... I can't tell if I'm incredibly proud of you for ruining my flow or incredibly angry for the same reason.
I blame Maestro.
Oh, look at you. Now you're throwing the boss under the bus. That's a good career move, Johnny. That's a good career move. Okay. Good, good. I'm glad we got that cleared up. So we've got the under from the Maestro, courtesy of our man, Johnny Bowman, who clearly is coming into his own. But also we have French Open play today. That's right. The Maestro is venturing into the world of tennis. We're going to go Jessica Pegula over Quan Wong in straight sets, minus 165. You talk about a little juicy. This has to be in straight sets. It's got to be 2-0. The odds for this one is like minus 600. These are good odds at minus 165. Take Jessica Pegula in that matchup at the French Open. Now, I saw somebody in the chat said, Coach is going to have me riding in first class if you keep this up. I know. I just keep winning day after day after day. Johnny, Zach, I don't even know when I'm going to stop, but it's not going to be today, damn it. And I'm bringing 2 big plays to the table. First and foremost, I'm going right back to the well. Cubs, Reds, over 8. I've never understood, and I've never been to a pay window where they've said, you know what? You've played this one too many days in a row. You can't play it again. I've never heard that. It's never happened. Why would you not go back to the well that continues to give you the water? Go over 8. Then we're going to go late night tonight. Mets and the Giants. The Mets have been fantastic. The Giants have been awful. We don't care about that. We care about the runs over 7.5. You look at this matchup, it screams under. But you dig a little deeper, and you see that both of these pitchers have not been pitching well. At least not in the last week or two. So we'll take the over 7.5 in San Francisco, and we cash with the coach. Now, that brings us to our final part of the show. And he may not physically intimidate you, but the man is a savage when it comes to making picks. Zach Attack, the floor is yours.
Well, you already mentioned it, Coach. I'm taking the Warriors for the sweep today against the Dallas Mavericks. They're going to get this done. There's a hunger there to get back to the NBA Finals for the first time in 3 years, and they just have the Dallas Mavericks number. It was the perfect matchup for them. Steve Kerr keeps throwing them off with his defensive switches. Luka Doncic is frustrated. Role players just cannot get it done like they did in the series against the Phoenix Suns. We saw Max Kleber and Reggie Bullock combine for 0-15 in the last outing. Really hurt their chances there. And then the Golden State Warriors, We see right now the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat are going to at least play two more games, probably three. So this is a chance for them to get rested up and get this series over with. I'll take the Golden State Warriors, and I will have a player prop later on today in the early edge in five.
Look at that tease for our show later today. Zach Attack, Prop Stars, who hit that same game parlay last night, and myself today at 4 p.m. Eastern time as we break down what will be the final game of the Western Conference Finals. I can't believe that we even get this number. I cannot even believe we get Warriors a plus one. I really can't.
I'm killing myself for not doing the plus 500 series sweep because everybody loved the Dallas Mavericks. Could have had that plus 500.
Could have. Could have, should have, would have. All right. What a great show today. Really a lot of fun. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap. Courtesy of AB on the ones and the twos, the maestro. Little tech issues today, but that's not going to keep our man from telling Johnny B he can ruin my flow. So that's exactly what he did. Marlins, Rays under 6.5. Then at the French Open, let's go Jessica Pegula to win in straight sets. Minus 165. Then Zach Attack is on the Warriors getting a point. Grab it now. Warriors plus the one. Then Johnny B, Rays moneyline minus 160. Then if you're going to cash with me, you're going to do it with the Cubs and the Reds over 8. Mets, Giants over 7.5. And then from Sportsline itself, Warriors, Mavericks, let's go to the under 215.5. I think this is going to be an ugly game. The Warriors just want to get in and get out healthy. They will do that. It'll be something like 102 to 93, something ugly like that. Then Hurricanes, Rangers over 5.5. AB, show your face. Where is that big old fat smile I love?
Ray.
There he is. How you feeling today, big boy?
Man, feeling great. Look, we're going to call this Alternative Tuesday. We're going to go to AB3 with three alternates here, all right? First up, Warriors Mavericks under 223.5. Going to move that number up, keep it down. Second, White Sox, Red Sox, over 4.5. That's all we need. We need like six manufactured hits, all right? We can go station to station. We can do this and build this. And then lastly, we're going to go Hurricanes, Rangers over 3.5. We need four goals. All right, that's it. Now, Coach, I wanted to drop this to you and everybody in the chat, everybody at work today. If you get stuck in the work kitchen with, like, the annoying person or something and you want to give them, like, a nugget so that you could give it to them, their face is stunned, and they get out, all right? McDonald's, they invented their drive-thru in 1975, all right, in Arizona because members of the military were not allowed in their fatigues off base. Okay, so but they love McDonald's. So the dude that owned it said, just drive around. You don't have to get out of your car. I got you. I'll get you right out the window. Boom. Drive-thru was invented. Beautiful. There you go. Have a great day.
No, no, don't stay here for a second. Do you guys remember that scene in Billy Madison where he gave that really long dissertation on that topic debate? And everybody sat there with looks like this on their faces, realizing, and then he delivered one of the greatest lines in movie history. You remember that scene, AB?
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having heard that.
And thank you, AB. Thank
Have a great
you,
day. AB.
Oh, God. We can't go back. We cannot go back from that. Thank you, Big Cheesy 707. All I needed was those big eyes. That's all I needed. Because I don't even know what just happened to the show. And I don't even know what that nugget was. I really don't. Jairi says, is that a true story? We don't want to give it any legs whatsoever. No. No questions on that story. No questions. Because I guarantee it is true. I guarantee it is true. All right. With that being said, thank you, AB, for the ultimate ruining of the flow. There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, I love them all. Johnny B, Zach Attack, even AB on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. Don't forget early edge in five today at 4 p.m. Eastern time with storylines and best bets for game four of the Western Conference Finals. Until then, tell all your friends you want to be included. You want to have a great time. You want to laugh just a little bit. Well, you can do it all right here at the early edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.